B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A tragic case report involving a fatal helping of leftover spaghetti is gaining attention after a doctor featured the death on his popular YouTube channel. According to the initial report, a student in Belgium identified as AJ became sick after eating spaghetti and tomato sauce that had been prepared 5 days earlier.
Oh, man.
The report's author said the spaghetti had been stored at room temperature before the 20-year-old used the microwave to warm it up. Immediately after eating, he left home for his sports activities, but returned 30 minutes later because of a headache, abdominal pain, and nausea. At his arrival, he vomited profusely for several hours, and at midnight had two episodes of watery diarrhea.
All sounds good.
He did not receive any medication and drank only water. After midnight, he fell asleep. The next morning, 11 a.m., his parents were worried because he didn't get up. And when they went to his room, they found him dead.
So how did he just die of dehydration?
No. Postmortem examination determined that he had died at 4 a.m. A significant B. serious, which is a food poisoning organism. Serious is spelled C-E-R-E-U-S.
So as in B. serious, be serious.
Yeah, were found in samples of the leftover pasta. The doctor, who is a licensed provider trained and based in the U.S., explained that the spoiled pasta had shut down AJ's liver. I've never heard of that before.
No.
So I've eaten old spaghetti, like
hell
in the fridge,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
You and I talked about, we'll eat spaghetti I was out of the can.
I've eaten, like, pizza that sat out on the table for a day and a half.
Of course!
Yeah. I can't do leftovers out of the fridge more than a day after it's been in there.
Oh,
I just can't.
No, I go for a week.
Yeah. I just had a whole box of Arm & Hammer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That stuff lasts for months.
I wonder how you...
Years even.
This is great.
What's how do you keep leftovers for a whole week without eating them?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you just miss it.
Jealous.
You have no leftovers in your refrigerator.
Monopoly. It's just a board game, but people can get very competitive while playing it. Kansas City, Kansas police tweeted about an incident that happened recently in which officers were called to a home.
We need you to go to a harem.
After they got a report.
That kind of day.
What would you find at a harem?
Look at his face.
Nobody's harem.
Harem.
I harem.
What is it about slips?
It really just
tongue.
Kills the story. It's a great story, but right, so my flub just killed it.
They get me so many
they
times.
They do, yeah. You love slips of the tongue.
Oh, there was one. When he said Albrise, I was like, for days, I would think of Albrise.
Albrise.
I'm hiccuping.
Because they're funny. Like Horace Thammer. Like, dude, that is hilarious.
Horace Thammer is hilarious, yes. Yeah.
All right, back to you, Preston.
Thank you.
They arrived at the horse.
Officers were called to a home.
Yeah.
After they got a report of aggravated battery, they found the victim was playing Monopoly with his cousin when they began to argue. The cousin's girlfriend then hit the victim and shoved him into a mirror and had injuries that required stitches.
See, I start throwing fists the second someone suggests we play Monopoly.
The suspect fled the scene and no arrests have been made at the time of this story.
God, I hate that game.
A New York woman sat vigil for days at her dying brother's hospital bedside, authorized doctors to stop life support, and was arranging his funeral when officials revealed that it had all been a big mistake. The man was not her brother at all, but a stranger with a similar name.
So she was sitting...
I'll explain.
Oh, please.
I'll explain.
I don't even know how this could happen.
Sherelle Powell is now suing a Bronx hospital over the case.
You know, I was so happy with your service, I'm going to use you from now on.
Suing a Bronx hospital over the case of mistaken identity, saying that she and other relatives were put through more than a month of unnecessary grief. Said, I was worried, hurt, crying, screaming, calling everybody. It was a horrible feeling. Her actual brother, Frederick Williams, was alive. But unbeknownst to his family, he was locked up in a city jail. A hospital spokesman told the Post that the lawsuit was without merit. The mix-up began July 15th when Freddie Clarence Williams was admitted to the hospital unconscious with brain damage following a drug overdose. The hospital looked in its records and saw that a Frederick Williams had been treated before and called his family, the suit said, but it was the wrong Fred Williams. Powell said when she visited the man she thought was her brother, He had a tube in his mouth and a swollen appearance. Okay, so he didn't look the same.
Okay, so she just assumed it was part of what he was being treated for.
Another sibling arrived and raised doubts about whether some error had been made. She walked up into the room and said, "That is not my brother," Powell said. But the man's facial features were similar enough that the family decided it couldn't be a mistake.
This guy's a woman.
One of Frederick Williams' two teenage daughters came from Virginia to say goodbye. She was hysterical, Powell recalled. She was holding his hand, kissing him, crying.
Oh, my God.
So Powell authorized doctors to withdraw the life support on July 29th. The city's medical examiner discovered the erroneous identification on August 16th. She said, "I nearly fainted because I killed somebody that I didn't even know. I gave consent. The lawsuit seeks unspecified compensation for severe emotional harm." Now, Powell's lawyer told the Post that neither the medical examiner nor office nor the hospital would tell him anything about the man who died. Public records show that there are many people with variations of the name Fred Williams living in New York City. Powell said that she has since gone to see her brother at a court appearance and phoned him in jail. When she explained that she had unknowingly given approval to turn off life support, he was saying, "You were going to kill me?" And she said, "I had to explain to him that once you're brain dead, there's nothing to do.
But the lingering question is, did any family come forward for the guy she put down?
Apparently not. Williams told the Post that he wasn't mad at his sister, but he was upset at the hospital. So isn't that wild?
It's an incredible story.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and then we'll do one more to wrap it up. The owner of a North Jersey barbershop was accused of performing unlicensed laser surgery on a woman in a procedure that authorities say left her badly injured.
You should know how to use a laser.
Young Juan Choi was arrested on charges of aggravated assault and unlicensed practice of medicine and surgery. Choi, who owns Shil La Barber Shop in Palisades Park, allegedly conducted the botched laser treatment on the victim's face. The surgery caused significant bodily injury, including scars, which were visible on the victim's face and chin. Prosecutor's office said in a statement, investigators found the 72-year-old was not a doctor and not licensed to provide the treatment as a barber.
How hard can it be?
The prosecutor's office said that the investigation was continuing and asked anyone else who possibly suffered from similar treatments to call the police.
I suppose you're going to cancel your colonoscopy.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
Matt Kroll spent 41 days in jail, wrongly accused, according to the Martin County Sheriff's Office. He was locked up over Christmas and New Year's, but he and 10 others are now out, and the deputy who arrested him was fired. Kroll had a white powdery substance that was found in the driver's side door, wrapped in plastic with a hair tie around it. Kroll said it was Tide laundry detergent. Deputy Stephen O'Leary said it was heroin, a lot of heroin. And Kroll said, "I just looked at him baffled and confused because I had no idea as to where 92 grams of heroin came from inside of my van." Kroll says he bought his Astro van about 3 weeks prior for $1,400. So maybe the last owner had left it behind. But the street price of 92 grams is about $18,000. Kroll said the guy wasn't fit to be a cop. He was parked, and he admits that he had taken a sip of Budweiser that was in the cup holder, and paramedics arrived, and then deputies, and Kroll has been in trouble with the law before, so none of this set well for him.
Yeah.
And then this guy sees his bag in there, and I guess they didn't test it?
No, they did not.
And
eventually they did.
And that's why this guy's getting out of jail.
And then it happened with a couple of people, didn't it?
10 people.
Yeah.
10 people all together. So, and I'm sorry, 11 people. All the charges have been dropped. Stuff like this has happened before, but they really need to do the official test before they go throwing people in
jail.
You're
in jail for 40-some-odd days.
Yeah, yeah. That's enough time to figure out that was Tide dishwashing detergent.
Yeah.
Wow. Or I guess it's not dish.
Well, sometimes
laundry detergent.
Yeah. You can wash your dishes in the washing machine.
They'll smell great.
One man who knew instantly that he'd found the one had to sadly deal with her death when she passed away a year into their relationship. Sad. But the one, for Japanese man Yuta Shinohara, was a cockroach.
I've lost my cockroach.
And because he wanted her to live forever within him, Yuta decided to eat his lover.
Oh, my God.
Yuta explained...
It was more fun than she was alive.
He explained how he bought the cockroach, lovingly named Lisa, by the way. He bought it from Africa and even had sex dreams about her.
I love you, Lisa.
But he didn't attempt to do the deed in real life because the size doesn't work.
I'm so big, aren't I?
Utah is somewhat.
I guess I'm too big for you, huh? I'm too much man.
Somewhat of a bug connoisseur in Japan, where he's made a name for himself in insect cuisine. He's organized events serving bug cocktails, insect pastries, and ramens with crickets and mealworms.
Amazingly, I can't find a date.
He even has a favorite tree, which he calls heaven, that he enjoys napping on.
He's a great tree.
When interviewed, he was asked whether the couple communicated. Utah replied, it could have been my imagination since I got too attached over time that I started to feel as if we were communicating. We were 100% serious. No human girl was as attractive as Lisa. Lisa was my first love. I pictured doing it with her many times because I really liked her. I know it's impossible, but I imagined a world where cockroaches become supersized or I became small.
Ooh, it hurts so much.
I know, because I'm so big, right?
Yeah, you're so big. You're the king.
Yeah, I'm the king, all right. I'm so huge, right, Lisa?
Yeah, you're so big. You're biggest man ever.
I know, I'm so big, right?
But sadly, all good things must come to an end, and a year later, Lisa died naturally because cockroaches have an average lifespan.
I would beach out.
About a year.
Sorry.
The day she passed away was difficult, he said, but I knew it had to come since she was a cockroach with a short lifespan. With that in mind, I ate her in reverence.
Oh, my God.
So now Lisa lives in my heart and continues living
in my poop
as part of my That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah. You know that comes out the other end there, buddy.
Look at the little flex of Lisa in my poop.
Though he is still getting over Lisa, Utah is focused on his appetite for bug cuisine.
Who is this? Debbie. Lisa had a sister?
Hoping that it comes into mainstream.
It's so wrong.
But so right, isn't it, Debbie?
It's so wrong.
But it's right because I'm so huge, right, Debbie?
You're so big.
Dear God, what's happening?
You started it.
He hopes that bug cuisine comes in a mainstream fashion in the future. So,
bet you he wishes a lot of things.
He probably does wish about a lot of things. Are you wrapping me up?
No.
Oh, okay, I thought I saw a hand signal.
I was just being excited.
Okay. How about this?
Over that union.
Most people are pretty repulsed by the thought of leeches.
I'm a big right leecher. Huh? You've been talking to the cockroaches. You want some of what I got.
But a man caught with 5,000 leeches in his luggage at a Canadian airport back in October loves them. National Geographic broke the story on Friday, saying that a dog discovered the leeches in the luggage at Toronto Pearson International Airport on October 17th.
Do most airports have leech-smelling dogs?
That's a good question. The man was charged with illegally importing an international species without a required permit and faces a court hearing in Toronto next month. The man reportedly told airport officials the leeches were for his personal use and that the leech's wastewater would enrich his flowers.
So I'm opening a leechitarium.
He was using them for that particular purpose. I'm sorry. And then one last thing. Even New York City residents were baffled after they spotted a couch suspended about 25 feet up in a tree without explanation for days. Huh. The couch was photographed up the tree in a residential part of West 95th Street in Manhattan near Amsterdam Avenue on the Upper West Side. Neighbor said that it had been stuck in the tree for several days and there wasn't a known explanation.
Huh.
Now, I got this story a couple of days ago, but at the time they were unclear if the city had planned to remove the couch. I'm not sure if it's still up there or not, but nobody knows exactly.
Yep. Sitting up in the tree.
Why the couch is up in the tree.
If I was a betting man, I would say somebody probably threw it out of a balcony apartment.
Yeah, they got stuck there.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.